so it didn't move anyone.
Oh, see, so it didn't move anyone?
Yeah, it was just nice at one end, too.
Well, it'd be your teeter board, I guess, in that.
Uh-huh. What if it was fixed at both ends?
It'd just be a board, then, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be a jogging board or anything?
No, I guess it didn't, yeah.
What if you had a sort of a circular thing that was anchored in the middle, used to spin around on it, kids?
Oh, a merry-go-round?
And
some called a mega round flying gym or something. I've got a little bit.
On that seesaw, there were kids were going up and down on it. You'd say they were doing what on it?
The seesaw.
Uh-huh. What if you had a tied a long rope to a tree limb or something, you had a seat on it, kids could go back and forth on it?
That would be a swing.
If you were sort of like a little bucket type thing with handles on it. You're going to pull rocks around the yard or something like that. And what would that be?
A wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. And what would? And the old-fashioned kitchens and all, you had the you had your wood-burn stove or whatever, and there was a something that go up to the chimney from the stove. What would that be called? Would run up from the stove to the chimney.
That'd be a hood.
Ever hear it called a stove pipe?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so fast.
Well, if you want to sharpen a knife or a skid on something, what would you call that?
A steel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if there was a, like a portable sharpening stone or something like that?
Or the grinding rock. Mm-hmm. And someone called grinding rock, and give me a wheel. But it's mostly just grinding rock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there what if you had to kind of turn around? Is there a special name for that?
They said it was a grinding rock.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear it called whetstone or what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or something was squeaking. Let's say you had a door or you had your car and it was making a noise. You'd bring it on into the gas station or something. To, it wasn't oil. It'd be harder than that. You'd put it on the axle or something like that. Say you're going to bring the car into...
Okay, in the shop?
Yeah, put it in the shop to take care of a noise on it or something. To lubricate it up.
Oh, grease?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unless you got grease all over your hands, you'd say they're all...
Wouldn't you take it out?
No, if you just got grease around on your hands, you'd say they're all hands feel.
Oh, grease?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're getting close to the end of the statement. I can see you're falling asleep.
Yeah, kind of. Not a little bit, David.
Yeah.
We'll finish that tomorrow.
All right, we'll get back to this tomorrow then. Thanks.
You then got to the end of it, or yeah?
Well, it's almost to the end.
Yeah, you're working on that?
Well, if you could.
Yeah, how much? Okay. All right. We're working on that.
All right, if you had a door, though, that was squeaking, and you wanted to get rid of that.
Oh, get all the door.
Mm-hmm. What's stuff like that, though, similar to that, they used to burn in lamps?
Oh, some of them called it coal oil, some called kerosene.
Uh-huh. Any other names for them?
I said kerosene, coal oil, and the real old ones called lamp oil, but not too much.
Yeah. What if you had wanted to make a makeshift lamp out of with kerosene, the highway department might use? What do you call them?
It'd be a flambeau.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear calls anything else?
No, most of them are flambeau.
Mm-hmm. Smudge pot, you ever hear that?
Yeah, from the smudge pot, yeah. Smudge pot.
And the old tires you sell, I'm sure, they there was a rubber outside, but inside there was...
Oh, the bead?
There's also like or kids would blow them up with water and float down the river.
Oh, inner tube. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, you're talking about going out checking the duck boxes before. You're going to put a boat in the water. You'd say you're about to the boat.
Oh, yeah, put it in the water.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to 12-foot boats. yeah, put it in the water.
No. What if you had a small boat? You're going to go fishing in a small lake or a pond, what would you call that?
Oh, you're just going fishing.
Uh-huh, fishing boat. Or if you had two oars on the sides and you used to pull them, what kind of boat would that
be? Oh, you just have paddles.
Uh-huh.
But most of our paddle boats don't have any oars. No, I hardly have oar boats.
Mm-hmm.
But more left just paddles, just a single paddle.
Yeah. You ever hear John boats?
Well, not the catalog brought about, and then they call them John, just call them flat bottom boats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the first of your John books or your catalogs when it said they had them.
Okay. Well, it looks like the tape's about 10 minutes ago.